We're learning the laws of Birchas HaMazon, the laws of Zimun, and we learned yesterday that there are certain people that cannot participate to add up to become Zimun, but yet by themselves they could make a Zimun. And one such example are women. Now we discuss that of a katan. When it comes to a child, three children cannot make a zimun. However, halacha tells us that katan shehigia l'onas hapaotos v'yodelami mevarchin, that once you have a child, so he's not reached the age of majority, he's not bar mitzvah, but nonetheless, he has reached a certain age in which, according to the Mishnah Berurah, quoting the Magen Avraham, is 9 or possibly 10 years old. Some people are even more lenient and say even an earlier age, like 6 years old. And they are Yodeil Mi Mabarchim. They know who they're benching to. They realize what's going on over here. They're thinking that there's a God. Mezamnin Olav, Mestarif Bein L'Shul Shebein L'Asara. So according to the opinion of Yosef Cairo, if you have 9 adults and 1 child, but this child has reached a certain age of maturity, and he is knowledgeable, or as the Mishnah Berurah says, "Imhu choref yodeil mi mavarchin," he's a sharp one. He's a knowledgeable child, understands the significance and symbolism of what's happening with Birchas HaMazon, then such a child can become person number 3, or for that matter, l'asara. So if there would be 9 adults and then there's 1 child, then they would actually be able to participate in Izimun with even saying Hashem's name. Now, according to the Mishnah Berurah, he says that Pachos Mizeh, if you're underneath this age, let's say 9 or let's say even 6 years old, let's say you have a 5-year-old child, or a child who's in kindergarten, let's say, Ein Dato Choshev L'Klum, Afilo Yodei L'Mi Mavarach, even if this child may know that they're benching to Hashem, we don't care. We don't consider them to have enough das to be able to participate in a zimun. So it's only at a certain age in which they've reached a certain level of maturity, but they're not yet 13. Nonetheless, we allow them to participate and to actually make a zimun. Now, the Mishnah Berurah furthermore tells us that Hainu Echad V'lo Shnayim Bein l'shlosha, bein l'asara. It only means that if you have 2 adults, that this child can become number 3. But what if I'm eating with 2 kids? So in that situation, that far we don't go. According to all opinions, you cannot participate in the zimun. It has to be that there is at least the majority, or at least in the situation of 2 men, and then this one child can participate. Furthermore, the Mishnah Berurah tells us that v'chol elu hadeos, all of the opinions that discuss whether a child can participate as a member of the zimun, hu rak l'inyan siref shehem etzarif l'shosh l'asar. It's the question of whether they can become number 3 or become number 10 to answer. Avol sheyeh hu hamazamein l'kuli ama enemotzi ad sheyeh ben yud gimel shanav yom echad. It's necessary, if this child is to lead the benching, that he actually has to be 13 years and a day, or on their birthday of being 13 years old. And once the child is bar mitzvah, then they can lead the benching. But before that, certainly everyone agrees that all they would be able to possibly do is to participate. So why possibly? Because according to the Ramah, the Ramah, which is generally the opinion of the Bnei Ashkenaz, says as follows, V'yesh omrim de'ein misarfen oso klal. We will not allow this child to become part of a zimun. Anshi he ben shol shesh shana, he has to be 13 years old. De oz machzakinan le kigod. At that point, we consider him as an adult. V'chein nohagin ve'ein l'shanos. And this is our custom, and one should not deviate from this minhag. So therefore, we find this dispute between the Mechaber and that of the Ramah, whether or not a child who is knowledgeable and understands what's happening, whether they can actually be part and make a zimun. So, as one can imagine, Pesukei Tshuvos discusses this and says as follows, V'chein nohagin ha-sephardim, Masarv Koptun Echod Begil Tesha Vahalal Lazimun Mishlo Shavasar. That according to the Sephardic traditions, that if you have a child who is, as he says here, at least 9 years old, that individual, that child is allowed to participate and become part of a Zimun to make 3 or 10. Ach ein Misarfin Shnei Katanim Lo Shloshevo Lasar. As we said, the only time we allow this leniency is if you have just, you're missing just one. However, if you're missing two, that's not going to be a Zimun. And even if you have 10, to get to 10, you would think, well, maybe the majority are men, majority are adults. No, you had, the only loophole is 9 adults and this kid. Begam in loses lekotim lios hamazamin, as the Mishnah Berurah said, we're not going to have this child actually lead the bench. So this is all, again, according to the opinion of the Sephard. V'ashkenazim nohagin karama. The Ashkenazim take a more stringent view, and they are the opinion of Rav Moshe Solis. The ein masarfin b'chol inyan koptan ad bar mitzvah. That only until this child reaches the actual age of 13, only at that moment and not before, is it necessary, do we allow this child to participate in a zimun. So we have over here this machlokas between the Ashkenazim and the Sephardim. So the Piskei Tshuvos asks a very practical question. Imagine for a situation, see how many phones can ring at one time. What happens if you're in a situation? What? They're calling each other. What happens in a situation that you are invited to someone's home who practices Minhag Sefar? And therefore, according to the Sephardim who are lenient, allow a Zimun with a child. And it turns out you're at their house eating Shabbos, whatever it may be, and you happen to be number 10. But the reason why you, who happen to be Ashkenaz, equal number 10 is because the person who you're at, their child is also one of the 10. The question is, should you kindly excuse yourself? Should you say, I'm sorry, I'm Ashkenaz, I don't hold by this. We don't allow a child to participate in a Zimun. Or do we allow you to go along with the ride? So he says like this, and this is actually brought down in a Sefer Vezosa Bracha in the name of Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, as well as others. He says as follows, Ben Ashkenaz, she'ochel im b'nei Sephard. So if you are Ashkenaz, and you're eating at someone else's table who has a different custom, v'heim asar anosh m'sirf katan, the example we just said, yochel ben Ashkenaz l'starf b'zimusam. You are allowed to participate. Because after all, just like that child equals 10, you also equal 10. Or with that child equals 3 is with you also. Ach yana achreihem b'lacha shevlo yaskir Hashem. Interesting. If you have 10 people, so you should answer, of course, because otherwise you're causing those people to say Hashem's name, which they shouldn't. But when you respond, you should only say it b'lachash, quietly. And also, and the reason why you should say it quietly is lo yaskir Hashem. You should not say Hashem's name. Because according to your minhag, you wouldn't bench with a zimun at all, at least with 10. You would bench with 9, which was without Hashem's name, not including this child.
So at least, you have to say Hashem without a minute.
But you're saying, but according to this, you're still saying, you are still participating in the zimun. You just don't, you're the only one that doesn't say Hashem's name. So they're saying Hashem's name because according to their minhag, they're allowed to because it is 10. So you're not doing anything wrong, and they're fine as well. This is the recommendation. The chen b'shlosha she'echad safardi im katan ve'echad ben Ashkenaz yachud starfi mahem lozimun uveshnehu ofanim lo yehu hamazamin. So he says that the same thing with if you have 3, you and your adult friend and his little child. So according to that, you can also participate in a zimun. However, you should not be the one who leads. And he says that when it comes to the case of 10. He says, "Mestabra dehu adin ad gimel Ashkenazim bein zayin Sephardim ubineihem katan echad." So he said, if you have 3 Ashkenazim and 7 Sephardim, and one of those Sephardim is a katan, and then we would still have this leniency. In conclusion, he says, when it comes to this child, the katan shegil chinuch, that once this child's reached chinuch, even though we don't necessarily have him participate, according to the Bnei Ashkenaz, in a zimun, nonetheless, hashomea gedolim, when he hears adults that are actually participating in a zimun, v'hu achol gamkin, he also ate with them, ona achreihem kafi shehem onim. Certainly he should answer just as they answer. And k'shel achol, in the event that he did not eat, ona kiberchas hanichnas baruch mevarach shemo, in the event that he doesn't eat, he should say that same paragraph, that same sentence, as a person would say in the event that he did not eat but heard a zimun taking place.
So,
Rabbi Chanan,